Cajun music on a Saturday morning in Arizona? That can only mean one thing. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. Now broadcasting on six wonderful radio affiliates, KTAR, out of Phoenix, KNST, out of Tucson, KGVY in Green Valley, KQNA in Prescott, KAZM in Sedona, and our northernmost station, KAFF, out of Flagstaff, 93.5 Country Music Legends. But to join the program, you dial the one toll-free number. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions during the broadcast to 411-923 or send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. It is a live program. We did not take Thanksgiving off like many other people did. To prove it is 9:07 Arizona time, November 25th. So if you've got a real project you're working on today, this hour, this 9 o'clock hour, our third hour, our open line hour is for you, the Arizona homeowners, to tackle anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin you're trying to get done this weekend. 1-888-767-4348. I will tell you, I'm not doing anything this weekend. I'm hanging lights, but I don't consider that really a home maintenance task. That's a decorative task, which I guess maybe tie in. It's part of an annual thing. We have kids, and we like to put lights up for them, and it really helps when you're dwelling in the desert and you're not high in the Arizona mountains. You don't get that snow. The lights helps bring the Christmas spirit to life and the joy of the season and the holidays and, you know, all the reasons for the season that we celebrate. But I am putting together a list. Typically at Rosie on the House, we close between Christmas and New Year's. The staff, everyone, whoosh, clear house, take the time off, family time. Well, we plan to get a project done each day in that break time. So we're busy lining out. All right, here's what we're going to get done on this day. Here's what we're going to get done on that day. It's all little stuff, but man, little stuff adds up. And when you have 50 little things to do, you need a week to tackle them all. So we're trying to get, all right, here's what we're going to tackle. Here's the, if we need products, make sure we've got the product for that item. If we need a special tool, you know, make sure if it's not one that we can borrow from a neighbor, you know, is it something that we rent? And if it's something we rent, okay, what day is the rental then open during the holiday season? And what time do we get there? Or if it's one that, you know what, that's a tool we're going to need. Let's go ahead and make the investment and have that going forward. So this weekend is a big planning weekend for us to get ready for all of our to-dos that we're going to tackle between Christmas and New Year's. And, of course, that time we still have all the daily chores around the Whitman Plantation. There's a right, orchard tending, little veg gardening, and chickens, and all the things that we enjoy around our little piece of what we call our Arizona. But this hour is for you, whatever you're tackling. 1-888-767-4348. Again, that texting is 411-923. And email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to send a picture to help describe your situation. You can use that resource sitting right there for you. And we're going to have an interview here in a little bit with one of our photograph winters. We put together a fun little listener interaction with our first ever home maintenance calendar that we're putting together as part of Rosie's 30th anniversary and broadcast for 2018. And each month you'll have different to-dos and to keep up with your home. And but what we wanted to have listener participation in it, so we opened it up. We put a little section of the calendar. It'll be on the fold. You know, you've got your picture that's on top, what they call the hero picture for the month. But above the hero picture, we've kind of shrunk it a little bit and left spot atop across the header for Arizona plant and landscape pictures. And we opened that up to our listeners, and they sent them in for about a month's period of time. We all those that applied, listeners were then able to vote on. And then we've been interviewing each one of those picture winners. So we'll have an interview with picture winner number two, a gentleman named Steven, who's got this beautiful full moon rising above an outcrop of a mountain, and it's got a saguaro landscape. So we'll be talking to him about where he was when he took that picture, the camera he used, and the details surrounding this beautiful display that won second in our first ever photo contest for our home maintenance calendar. Those calendars are free, by the way. All you have to do is email the address you want it sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And, well, a funny thing, if you want one for your home and one for your office, or if you wanted one for the refrigerator and one for the garage, whatever the case may be, you can just say, send me two. What we get is you'll get the husband's email address with the home address saying calendar request, and then shortly after from the wife's email address, you get a second calendar. You don't have to go through that much trouble. You can just say, send two, please, and we'll send you two. And again, that email is info@rosieonthehouse.com. Let's get to our calls. First on the line, Joan in Tucson. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. I have a question. In my shower, and I've only noticed this twice, it seems when it rains heavily, the water comes in underneath the shower onto the tile. And I also noticed, now I don't know how old this is, but when I look up at the wall, it curves. There is a water leak there. But I don't know how old it is. But anyway, this just started this year that the water's coming in underneath the shower, and I thought, this is almost impossible.
Almost, but not entirely, as we found out. Let's back up. The age of the home?
Okay, I have you on speakerphone. My house is stucco, 20 years old.
20 years old stucco, so it's probably a wood-framed home.
Mm-hmm.
And which direction? The shower's probably tied
kind of
to
north,
an exterior
kind of
wall.
Northeast.
So the shower's on the northeast side of the home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which usually is not the direction we're getting winds and rains
it's
from.
Probably more east. It's probably more east.
More east, but that's still, most of our winds and rains come from the southwest, off the coast, but we do get a northern wind, so rain from time to time, and it's only happened this year.
Yes.
And you've noticed another leak. Now, it's stucco. Is it like a California-style pitched tile roof, or is it more the
roof?
Okay. A tile roof.
Hmm. It's not the, I want to call it like the Pueblo
Santa Fe style
house. It's
the tile roof. And is there any kind of glass block window or window above the shower that?
No.
Is there? It's completely, there's no window anywhere.
No,
the
window is the window is on the south. Well, no, there's no window. The
on
windows
that wall
are above
anywhere.
The tub, not the shower, and they are separate.
And the leak that you've noticed, how
mm-hmm.
close to that is it to the shower? Where's the leak that you're noticing?
It's probably close to where the handle is. That area, that wall. So that wall would be facing west. I'm sorry, would be facing north.
And is it a leak from the plumbing, or is it a leak from the rain?
The floor.
But you said there was another leak. Did I misunderstand that?
Well, there is an old leak up above on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yes, that is close to the shower.
Okay. Well, I'm going to guess that probably has more to do with than anything else. A 20-year-old home, you're going to be slab on grade that's stick and stucco. So it's not any kind of exterior drainage that we're dealing with. And that's going to be a real easy visual inspection if we need to double-check that. But I'm going to say that's not the issue. It's going to be something tied into your roof. Because there's no window, so it's not a leak around the flashing of a window, which is a very common problem for a a stucco-built home, especially as they start to age. So it's coming from higher up. Something in the roof, when we get that amount of rain, is funneling in and coming. So I would really start with a roofing inspection and find out where that leak is originating. It's coming down and it's manifesting itself on the floor. In Tucson, we have West Coast Roofing that will get you their number for off air. Let me do a quick time check here. We do have our photograph winner, but I've only got about a minute and a half till the break, and that's not enough time to get all the details about where he was for this picture. So we'll have him coming following the break, along with your calls at 1-888-767-4348. And Joanne, hang on, we'll get your West Coast Roofing's number off the air. We had a great, a very interesting email come in this week to Rosie on the House. We do, we answer the phones during the week. We answer the emails during the week. We answer anything we can help, that we can try and help. But we had Thomas write in, and oh man, it was a very heartbreaking email, because if you pick a contractor that's not on our network, we really can't do anything about it. We're not a policing agent. And we don't have any jurisdiction. That would go then to the Register of Contractors, azroc.gov. If you've got a problem with a contractor, you can go there. They have what they call the recovery fund, where licensed contractors pay into this fund in the case that maybe a contractor goes bankrupt, or a project foreman turns out to be corrupt and leaves a project in a disaster. Whatever the case may be, there's the recovery fund for those horrible instances. And Thomas, that's really where we're going to have to direct you for this issue. It was a contractor, and they're going back and forth, and the job's not done or wasn't completed correctly, and they've tried to get arbitration through the Better Business Bureau, and they're trying to go through the court judgment. And he's like, is there any inexpensive legal help? I don't know anything when you tie legal and inexpensive. Those two just couldn't be more water and gas different. So I would direct you to the Register of Contractors and see if there isn't, if it was done out of scope, and we can't get the contractor to fix it, what kind of options do we have through the recovery fund? And again, it's not going to be a fast process, and I wish I could direct you better, but because we're not a policing agent, all of our contractors sign a contract with us. We've got a complaint resolution policy. We have a code of ethics, and we can enforce those in the case where, you know, we're all human and we make mistakes, and that'll help rectify the situation. But if it's not one of our contractors, your next fallback is the Register of Contractors. We appreciate you calling in, and hope that helps direct you to a resource that'll help bring closure to your little remodeling project.